Ever find yourself like staring at the ceiling at 3 a.m., suddenly struck by the urge to, you know, hit the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. But that does sound familiar. And your personal trainer isn't answering your calls at that ungodly hour. AI gym trainers might just be your new best friend. We're taking a deep dive into how this technology is changing the fitness game using this blog post. Revolutionize your workouts with AI gym trainers as our kind of guide.
Yeah, it's fascinating how quickly AI is becoming a part of our everyday lives, and now it's, pumping its way into the world of fitness.
Right. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's break down what these AI gym trainers actually are. The blog post describes them as smart software programs that act like a personal coach. But what does that actually mean for someone who, you know, wants to level up their fitness game?
Essentially, it's like having a virtual trainer in your pocket,
Yeah.
available, 24/7. We're talking personalized workout routines, feedback on your form in real time, even motivational nudges when you need that extra push.
Okay. That's pretty cool. But how do they compare to a real life, you know, human trainer? Is this the beginning of the end for those inspiring gym folks?
It's an interesting face-off. This blog post does a good job of comparing the two. On the AI side, you have incredible accessibility, workout anytime, anywhere. Plus, they track every rep, every set, every personal best with perfect accuracy. And let's be real, the cost effectiveness is a huge factor. Human trainers are fantastic, but can be a significant investment.
That makes sense. So you're telling me I can ditch the expensive gym membership, any of the personal trainer fees, sign me up, right?
Well, not so fast. The blog post also highlights what we all know, that human connection is irreplaceable, that shared energy in a class, a trainer's infectious enthusiasm, even just a high five after a tough set. You just can't replicate that with an algorithm, at least not yet.
That's true. There's something about that shared struggle and camaraderie that really pushes you.
Exactly. But the idea of having an AI trainer to keep you on track during the week and supplementing with a session or two with a human trainer for that extra layer of motivation and feedback. Now that's an intriguing concept.
I like where you're going with this. A hybrid approach might be the best of both worlds. But let's get back to those personalized workout plans. That seems to be a huge selling point for AI trainers. This blog post emphasizes how these programs tailor workouts to your specific goals.
And not just that, they adapt as you progress. This is crucial for preventing those dreaded plateaus and keeping you engaged and challenged. Remember that time you tried a new workout routine and gave up after a week because it was either too easy or too intense?
Don't remind me. I stuck with those dance cardio videos for a whole 2 days.
Exactly. It's like having a fitness program designed just for you, constantly adjusting based on your progress. No more guessing or sticking with a routine that doesn't quite
And
fit.
it's not just about motivation and customization. The blog post also highlighted the safety aspect. AI trainers can analyze your form in real time and provide feedback to help prevent injuries, which is especially valuable for beginners who might not know the correct techniques yet. It's like having a virtual spotter, watching your every move. Now, we've talked a lot about the potential benefits, but let's dive into some specific features that set these AI trainers apart. The blog post mentioned a few different apps. Any of those stand out to you?
There was one called Fitbod that caught my eye. What impressed me was its ability to learn from your past workouts and use that data to adjust your future training sessions. So let's say you're breezing through your bicep curls 1 week. This AI will pick up on that and might increase the weight or reps the next time you're scheduled to work those muscles.
It's constantly learning and evolving with you, which is really cool. It's like having a personal trainer who never stops taking notes. And speaking of evolving, this blog post touched on some exciting trends for the future of AI fitness, like the integration of virtual reality and augmented reality.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. Imagine strapping on a VR headset and feeling like you're running through a redwood forest or climbing Mount Everest, all while your AI trainer guides you through a personalized workout.
Talk about immersive fitness. That sounds way more exciting than staring at a screen or the gym wall.
Exactly. And it's not just about gamifying the experience. VR and AR have the potential to make exercise more accessible and appealing to a wider range of people, especially those who might find the traditional gym environment intimidating or boring.
I can definitely see the appeal. But let's get real for a second. No technology is perfect. What are some of the challenges the blog post mentioned when it comes to AI gym trainers?
One of the key concerns, which we touched on earlier, is the lack of human connection. While some people might prefer a completely virtual experience, others thrive in group settings or need that in-person accountability. It's something to be mindful of when considering AI trainers.
It's all about finding the right balance and what works best for you. The blog post also raised important questions about data privacy. These AI trainers collect a lot of personal information, your workouts, your progress, maybe even your location. It's crucial to choose platforms with strong privacy policies and be aware of how your data is being used.
Absolutely. We're inviting AI into a very personal aspect of our lives, our health and wellness. Transparency and control over our data will be paramount. As this technology continues to develop,
this actually leads us to another fascinating point in the blog post. The rise of machine learning and predictive analytics in AI fitness. It sounds pretty futuristic, but how would that work exactly?
Imagine this. You consistently struggle with squats. Maybe your form is off, or you hit a strength plateau. An AI trainer using machine learning could analyze your movement patterns, identify those weaknesses, and then suggest targeted exercises to help you improve both your form and strength.
So it's like having a coach who can predict your fitness roadblocks before you even hit them.
Exactly. And it goes even further. As AI trainers gather more data, they'll be able to offer even more personalized insights. Imagine an AI trainer that could analyze your sleep patterns and stress levels, and then recommend adjustments to your workout routine to optimize your recovery.
Wow. That almost sounds like too much information. But I can see how it could be incredibly beneficial.
Yeah.
If used responsibly. It really is incredible to think about, like, all of the potential this technology has in fitness.
It really is. And like we've been discussing, it's about finding that sweet spot between, you know, leveraging the power of AI and then also preserving those aspects of fitness that make it personally fulfilling. For some, that might mean incorporating AI for like targeted guidance and then leaving the social and motivational aspects to group classes or just like general human interaction.
That makes sense. It's about understanding kind of your own needs and preferences and then figuring out how AI can best complement your, you know, fitness journey.
Precisely. It's about empowerment, not replacement. It's about using these advancements to enhance our fitness experiences, not dictate them.
Well said. So for our listeners out there who are, you know, intrigued by this whole idea of AI trainers, what's the like key takeaway they should walk away with today?
I think the most important thing is to approach this technology with open eyes and a healthy dose of curiosity. You know, don't be afraid to experiment and see how AI can fit into your routine, but also be discerning. Choose platforms carefully, prioritize data privacy, and remember that technology is most effective when it works in harmony with, you know, your own intuition and goals.
It's all about finding that balance, right?
Right, yeah.
And who knows, maybe someday we'll be reminiscing about the days when we used to rely on humans for workout routines.
Or maybe we'll be high-fiving our AI trainers after crushing a virtual Everest climb.
That's a wrap on another deep dive. Until next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries. With or without an AI by your side,